We've been shuttered for a while, but we're ready to get back up and running and things going. So we're in good shape.
Yeah, I was going to say the Milton Theater, like a lot of theaters, museums, art-related things have been shuttered for many, many weeks because of COVID-19, the pandemic. But now you guys are back up and running, albeit on a limited basis. You had a soft opening last week. Talk to me about that a little bit, about that in detail.
Sure, we did. And it really went well. There's kind of two sides to the story. Some people are still hesitant and kind of waiting to see, and others have been ready to go. And what we found overwhelmingly for our folks is that they were ready to go. They wanted to come out, see each other from a distance, of course, and wearing a mask, of course. But people have been super comfortable and super supportive. We went into last week with the events mostly sold out, of course, sold out for us being, you know, a little less than 30% capacity and people social distance throughout the venue. So it was challenging, but a great week.
You know, I've been in the Milton Theater, and many of our listeners probably have as well, so I know how you guys are laid out. Talk about how you handled the reopening after being shuttered for so many weeks and months, and the 30% capacity. Are you doing, like, every other seat, every second seat? How are you handling that?
Yeah, we started by handling each party individually and just doing orders over the phone. And then we opened it back up to the website once we got a hang of it. Like everybody, this is all new and has been new to all of us. So we're all figuring it out together. Our folks love to buy online. So we were happy to be able to open that up so they could do that. We basically are having parties sit together and then leaving about 6 feet in between each party, each household that comes and has enjoyed the shows and events together. Folks have been super comfortable with that. We have a social distance marking going into the theater and as you walk throughout the theater so people could kind of maneuver carefully. And our capacity is almost 300. So when you go to 30%, it feels like it's kind of open. So, you know, everyone felt really comfortable with it because 30% of that, you know, you feel like it's kind of empty, but you know you're with everybody. So it was still a time to celebrate.
How are you handling the food and drink?
So we actually developed an online app that folks can sit in their seat and order just like you would for takeout at a restaurant or otherwise, and then just pick it up at a takeout location. So it seemed to have worked really well. You know, people that are used to apps and have been used to ordering out through this pandemic are pretty comfortable with just plugging in their information and paying where they are and then popping up there and grabbing it. And it really made it easy on our service staff. We did cut our menu back to make it simpler and just have fewer offerings, but as many as we could.
All right, let's just remind people we're talking to the director of the Milton Theater. It's right in the center of Milton, if you're not familiar. Fred Munzert on the line with me. Okay, so you did a soft reopening last week. What were the shows last week?
So we had 2 days of movies. We showed a film that was geared toward families and children one day. We showed a film that was more edgy and kind of action film. Then we had a stand-up comedy night and also a night of drag. And again, we felt people wanted more of the live entertainment than the movies, although the movies did go well. I think people have been sitting watching movies for a few months, so they were like, they wanted live people involved up there. And we were able to social distance the actors backstage using individual microphones and things like that, you know, only having 2 to 3 performers per night so they can social distance backstage and on stage.
Fred, I don't want to make this a negative story by any means, but how has the COVID-19 pandemic played a role financially for the Milton Theater?
Well, I don't think there's any other way to say it except devastating. Last year we saw 60,000 people through our doors with almost 400 events. We came into 2020 in January and February with almost every event sold out. So we just really were seeing a tremendous, tremendous time. And to come to March 13th, which was the day we kind of ground to a screeching halt, and then to cancel almost 6 months of events was terrifying, devastating. You know, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars in lost revenue, well into six figures of refunded tickets. It's been challenging. And a lot of the acts that we have, as people may or may not know, are national acts. And we just can't support those national acts on a limited capacity. So we kind of wiped out everything through September 1st and then focused on local, regional people that could drive, that didn't have to stay overnight. I'm talking about the acts now, and could come in and kind of do a shared profit where we kind of split the profits of the night between the house and the act coming through. Extremely challenging when we were used to the other setting, but we're finding our way. I've said from the beginning, I said this in 2008 when we went through the same thing, if the artist can't be creative, who can? And that's really how we approach it. Let's be creative. Let's find a way. Let's forge our way through it. And we're still here and we're reopening.
Yeah, with all that said, not to mention the people that come into Milton may go out to dinner before coming to a show at the Milton Theater. All that revenue has been lost.
It's true. You know, 6 years ago when we came here, most of the storefronts were actually shuttered. And as the theater opened up and we saw people coming into town, we watched as those businesses opened. And we've heard feedback from all of them, and they've all said to us, please don't go anywhere. And they, as well as the community, have been very generous. We've had many people come and give cash donations. We had multiple people donate the checks that they got from the federal government right to the theater saying, we can't come back from this and you not be open, and we need you to survive this. And we have worked very hard to make sure that that happens. And I think our first week showed that we're here to stay, and we're going to stay here in the game and provide entertainment for people. People love art. Art is healing. You know, you laugh, you cry, you share in community with it. And I think it's one of the first things to come back and be positive. And after every major event in our country, art has always been one of the first things to rebound very quickly because people just want that relief.
I couldn't have said it better myself. You have been at the Milton Theater. I can't believe it's been 6 years already.
I can't either.
Give people some background about yourself and tell people about the Milton Theater who might not know that the Milton Theater is even there.
Yeah, I'm 40 plus years in this industry. I'm terrified to say that. So I started when I was 1 year old about. I know. I can't believe it's been that long, but this has been my life work and my life passion. And I have seen the ups and downs through those years of many, many times and tragedies and great times as well. And so I just was pleased to come here and be a part of this. I'm born and raised in Delaware. This has been my home most of my life. I came to Milton Theater because when I saw it as an empty shell and boarded up, I just was completely drawn to it. And it had such great character in the town, and the folks in this town were just phenomenal. And I really wanted to be a part of it. And it's really been a great run. This theater, over 110 years old, has seen a lot. It's been flooded. It's been burned twice. It's been shuttered for years and keeps coming back. And once again, now, you know, from a pandemic, the Milton Theater will rise from the ashes, so to speak, and still be part of inspiring the community. And our community come from up to 2 hours away, one way with us as a primary destination. We have folks come from all over the region to come and enjoy shows and enjoy this beautiful town and the beaches here in the area.
Well, I so like your positivity, Fred. We're talking to Fred Munzert, the director of the Milton Theater. Okay, so soft opening last week. What happens now?
We have a lot of shows that we have planned. Our website, miltontheater.com, is the best place to see the most recent updates because we're really trying to get our footing. We don't have, you know, planned way in advance. We used to have up to 9 months out, but check each week on the Milton Theater website, and you're going to see lots of great offerings. In addition to indoors, we have a beautiful outdoor space, and we had a great outdoor event last week with folks sitting at picnic benches and in Adirondacks, and they brought their own chairs, and we sat and listened to music and had a beer and a glass of wine on the river here. So lots of great things that we're looking to be creative and put out there, and also our kids program that we're hoping to bring back as we just got the word that summer camps can come back this year.
Yeah, you guys do a lot of educational stuff with the children in the community. Talk about that a little bit.
We do. We went online right away, and our kids, our families were really thankful because they had something to do and something to look forward to each week. But we're really grateful to be able to do it in person again, starting in a few weeks once we get into phase two. And we have summer camps. We have year-round programs, all based on musical theater production. So it's acting, singing, and dancing. And we typically are sold out for all of those programs. We're super excited. And again, watch the website. Just click on the kids link at the top, and you'll see any kind of events, films or live shows, and even all the educational programs on one page for kids and families.
Fred, what is that website address?
MiltonTheater.com. Easy to get to. Everything is on there. You can volunteer, donate, buy tickets to shows, sign up for classes, and learn about everything that's going on in Milton.